So we met at Phoenix, and we did not stop. Within a year, we decided we were going to do this book, and the organizations that we were pivotal people in deciding to create were Ontario Coalition to Stop Electroshock, Resistance Against Psychiatry, the movement to stop the mental health reform, and finally Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault, which has been going for about 12 years. So it was definitely, and this book was one of our first
book
projects.
And Phoenix Rising started around 1980 as an adjunct, as a part of On Our Own, and then it became independent completely in 1988 or 89. But I'm just saying that, yeah, we were very, this is not an isolation. This is in the context of the start of a growing movement against social control in psychiatry, which itself is a form of social control, and the abuses that people are coming forward in public, courageously speaking out. So we were giving a vehicle. So this was an important vehicle for psych survivors, the first, to my knowledge, in Canada, for people to speak out and talk about their experiences in the psychiatric system, what it did to them. And actually, this is closely related to Phoenix Rising. Phoenix Rising was the first vehicle that we were involved in, the first publication. And then this was like a natural outgrowth. The Shrink Resistant was a natural outgrowth of this.
It absolutely was. And in fact, there's some of the pieces were reprinted from Phoenix Rising. Yeah. Let's be clear, there was a strong relation to that.